Hi.
Hey, Gene.
How are you?
How are you, man?
Good.
Okay. You guys met this morning at
Yep,
8:30.
yep.
You go through the 3-3-2-1 ballot system. Is that how
Yeah,
you do it?
we do. We start out, the way it works is everybody sort of throws in a name on the first ballot,
Yeah.
and we don't have a majority.
Yeah.
Then we go into the 3-2-1, you know, three votes for the one you want the most and
Yeah.
down and down descending
Right.
order. And we tally up the total points that each person gets, you know,
Okay.
for each ballot. And you know, we have proxy votes, things like that. That's pretty much how we do it.
Right. Well, was there much of a tussle between Philip Seymour Hoffman and Heath Ledger? Did you have to go
All
into
I'll say
ex
it was very close. That's all I'll say. It
Very
was
close.
very, very close.
All right.
But, and it was, and if it's that close, I don't think you could say that there was actually a solid consensus. But I don't think anyone. But nor do I think that anyone was, you know, especially, you know, despondent or crushed or outraged by the outcome. I think that people generally were okay with it, you know.
Yeah, I see the two of them as being fairly strong and kind of nipping at each other's heels,
Oh
even
yeah,
though,
oh yeah. I
you
think so.
know.
No, but we don't really talk about runners up. But I can tell you, all I'll tell you is that it was very, very close. It was pretty competitive. I think all the categories were competitive this year. There was no one that went away with it on the first ballot.
The LA film critics, I believe, they do announce runners up.
Yeah, well, yeah, but ours we don't, our policy don't really do that. I will tell you that yes, Hoffman was a very, very, very close second,
Yeah.
as well. So,
Right.
and but they all were kind of, they were all very close, I think, this year.
I think it's so delightful that the New York critics have seconded their endorsement of Werner Herzog's Grizzly Man.
Yeah, well, it doesn't happen. As I say, it doesn't happen very often that we're in concert on too many things. As a matter of fact, more often than not, we're. I mean, I've only been voting with the guy since '99. I've always noticed that sometimes there's a certain kind of determination not to be in aligned with LA.
Yeah.
But I think that this year, you know, it seemed pretty cut and dried. There wasn't anything that was, you know, outrageous or gratuitous or egregious either way. I think it was just it was pretty
Well,
straightforward.
if you want to talk outrageous and egregious just for a moment, wouldn't you think, given the New York film critics having gotten behind Grizzly Man, the LA film critics, and I believe at least, was it the Boston film critics?
I haven't heard yet, but I don't know. I
You
haven't
know,
heard yet.
but
I mean, I'm not even near a computer now, so I don't know for sure. But
now this is a pretty
no, I
strong,
don't. I guess so.
it is a pretty, you know, strong endorsement for Herzog's film, and yet it didn't even make the short list of finalists as far as the Academy's documentary committee was concerned. How would you?
Meaning for this year or for next year?
They list
Well,
if.
no, it was technically up this year, wasn't it? That's right. It
It
came
was
out earlier.
not. They have a list of like 12 films. They say these are the finalists. From these, there's going to be five best
Right.
documentary feature nominees. It wasn't even on the longer list.
Yeah. Well,
I'm
I don't know how to
amazed, you
explain
know.
that, but I can tell you that I think the consensus for Herzog was that this was. I think if you're looking for a thread that connects just about all of these awards, whether it was the award for Brokeback Mountain or for History of Violence or for Grizzly Man,
Yeah.
I think what we were sort of inclined to reward this year was a willingness, I dare say, a determination, really, to trump expectations in a given genre. I mean, you couldn't say Grizzly Man, at least in the outset, looks like another nature documentary with a sadder than usual ending.
Yeah.
But this was a very transgressive type of documentary that really not only challenged. Usually these nature documentaries are meant because are meant out of a love, out of a kind of an infatuation with nature. And Herzog's movie, I think, interrogates that affection or
Right.
that kind of knee-jerk affection for nature, and I think that it's that interrogation that really, I think, aroused many of the critics to really single this out among others that came
Yeah.
out this year. I mean, you know,
Right.
March, whether it was March of the Penguins or any number of films in that category. It was the absolute determination of Herzog to really challenge, even his own presumptions on his own subject,
mm-hmm.
that I think got people aroused here. And
right.
you know, I think also there is, as you know, quite a bit of affection for Herzog.
Yeah.
For his body of work. And I think that's another thing that sort of played into it. Yeah, because he's such a...
So you can't tell me, in addition to Brokeback, obviously having one with you guys, what the second, you know, can't tell me about the support for other films? What?
Well, I mean, there was quite a bit of support. All I'll tell you is that there was quite a bit of support for History of Violence. There was quite a bit of support for... I mean, those were some of the other ones that got mentioned a lot. There was a great...
But you just said History of Violence, then you mentioned other ones, plural. What other ones are we talking about?
Another 2046.
Okay.
Also had its supporters, its
right.
partisans. It did win two awards, by
yeah.
the way.
Yeah.
I think there was a...
Can I ask, how about this? One thing that has struck me, that over the last 7 or 8 days, there's been... a very muted, one could say, I think, fairly underwhelming response to Spielberg's Munich. Was anybody bringing that up as
yes, it did come up. I have to tell you, I don't know how many of us, in all fairness, and I'm just speculating.
Yeah.
It may be that not all of the members had seen Munich by
okay.
now.
All right.
I think you could say that most have.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard informally from some of them, is that they really liked the movie, and it did get some votes, but I honestly wonder whether we all saw it.
Yeah.
And were thus able to make a vote on
right.
it. For what it's worth, I threw a couple of votes in for King Kong.
in what?
10 best
in what regard?
As the best movie.
Okay. All right.
But, I mean, that's just my own subjective.
Even with those first 60 or 70 minutes?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Even with the giant bugs. Even with even with Jack Black spitting in the lens.
Okay.
I was with it.
All right. Now, what are the big surprise of the Los Angeles Film Critics announcements on Saturday was Vera Farmiga.
Yeah, she got some support. I don't think I was kind of surprised that she didn't get more votes because of that, because a lot of people really like that movie.
Yeah.
Lot, including me. But a lot of people really like that movie, and I'm kind of surprised that that didn't cause people to sort of give a power boost to her name.
I noticed also that David Anson had her as his one of his five favorite
right.
female performances
right.
of the year. So.
Right. Anyway,
yeah.
What else you got?
So you've been a veteran of these things, so as far as there being, what is the most contentious year that you can recall, and how would you... how would you characterize the deliberations this morning? Alongside, would you say that it was that there was very little dissension?
Shockingly
or?
Convivial.
Huh?
It was shockingly convivial.
Yeah. Okay.
How's that?
Sure.
And people were sort of, you know, people were so amazed we were moving along that there were so many comments on the fact of how well it was moving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know, once in a while. You know, there'll be a choice out of left field that somebody might start. I mean, I can't give you an example. Somebody might sort of go groaning.
Yeah.
And I sat in the chair and I said, "Hey, don't hate." You know.
Yeah.
You know, we all got a shot here, and I think that I don't know whether that had any impact on keeping the contentiousness down, but I just said, "Hey, you know."
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you stand alone on a film.
Right.
You know?
Sure.
You have to. So.
Right.
So I would, you know, I think my first year, I think there was a little bit of. You know, this was in 99. I think it was 99 or 2000.
Yeah.
I don't remember which one. I think there was a little bit of... I don't remember what it was over.
What was that, American Beauty year?
What?
Was that the American Beauty year?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I think so, yeah. I don't remember. There was a little bit of grumbling. I don't remember what it was about. But progressively, I think that there's a little less of it. I mean, there have been some ballots that have gone on longer. Like, I think the year that...
Yeah.
When Daniel Day-Lewis and Jack Nicholson were competing with each other for acting awards, that went on for a while.
Okay.
You know, but I mean, it, this year, for some reason, I think there was enough of a, there was a broad enough field
mm-hmm.
of things from which to choose that I think a lot of people felt, you know,
yeah.
that, you know, one was as good as another, you
right.
know.
Well, I think it's really wonderful. I feel personally very supportive of Brokeback Mountain, and I think given the somewhat uphill marketing challenge that Focus Features is looking at, particularly in regard to the to Middle America and hinterlands. I'm sure you're aware of some of the reactions that have been, you know, heard to the trailer, the feeling that under 30 straight guys are saying, and you know, so this is really obviously it's helpful, and I think it's a good thing that critics have stood behind this film, because I think it needs it.
So Ron has waved me up, so I just got to cut this short. But listen, thanks for your time, and
thanks for your time, Gene.
And then take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.